So if you go through this website with a fine-tooth comb, listen to all of the podcasts, you'll get it. But I'm going to give you a five-step plan right at the very beginning, so that if you use these five steps, these five easy steps, and keep using them, then you'll get out the ditch. Because this whole website is built around this five-step plan. So if you listen to the five steps and you implement them daily, you'll find that you'll start to get out the ditch. You'll grow, and everything that you've been chasing about the kingdom of God will come to you. I can guarantee it. This whole website has hundreds of podcasts, but they all center around this five-step plan. So if you learn this five-step plan and you use it and you walk in it, all the rest will just encourage you and will show you what you can do, what you can achieve through walking in this five-step plan. You know, I built this website before I even built this five-step plan. But I sat down one day and I thought, there's got to be a better way, because people are going through this website and it's taking them forever to find out and figure it out. But I'm just going to spell it out to you right at the beginning, so that you've got it in your head, and then you can, as you listen to the podcasts, you understand the principal thing. I teach people the principal things, and I say, if you do these principal things, then you'll have success. I've been in the Lord for 36 years, since 1984. I was out on the street with pamphlets, handing out pamphlets, telling people about Jesus, knocking on doors about 5 days after I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I was out there every day. Actually, on Tuesday I got filled with the Holy Spirit. On Wednesday night, I was standing in a door telling people about Jesus. I was with another Christian, and they taught me the fundamental principles of walking in the Lord. And I have used those principles for 36 years. One of the principles that I was taught was read your Bible and believe it. Understand it in context and what it's actually talking about, and believe it. So I did that. I studied my Bible for 36 years. Cross-referencing, 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 making notes all over my Bible, building up a picture of what the Bible actually is all about. I did that for 36 years, and I'm still doing it today. Connecting the dots. And someone told me as well, they showed me that speaking in tongues or having a good prayer life was essential to walking in the Lord. So they got me down praying for an hour and a half every day for the first 12 months. And they taught me how to exercise myself spiritually, how to build myself up on my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. And they showed me that from that river that I stepped into, everything flows in the kingdom of God. And they taught me to meditate on what God has given me, and not to just binge eat. You know, I had a dog once, and he's a little fluffy dog, and you know, he was a lovely dog. He's dead now. He lasted 15 years. We enjoyed him very, very much. And but every time you give him something to eat, he would swallow it down as fast as possible, thinking that he was going to get another one. But that was the last one. Usually if I was eating something and having a last bit of sausage, I would keep for him, and I'd give it to him, and he would just swallow it down. Even if it was really good quality food, I'd give it to him, and he'd just gulp it down without chewing. He'd half choke himself. And we always said, what a waste. You know, and a lot of Christians are doing the same waste. They're going from teaching to teaching to teaching to teaching, and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. They're forever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. They were never taught to meditate on the Word. to get the word and to chew it and to chew it and to chew it and to get all of the nutrients out of that word so it would grow them up. Instead, they would just binge eat. They would just swallow everything that they heard and they never gave it a second thought. That's useless. You'll never come to the knowledge of the truth if you just binge feed on the Word of God. Now, I believe in meditating. I believe in a process that you get the Word inside you and then you meditate on it. But a lot of Christians don't do that. You know, a lot of Christians will go through my website, they'll listen to all the podcasts, they'll understand it, but they'll never implement it because they never really got it inside them. They understood it head knowledge, but not heart knowledge. And you know, you can listen to this website 50 times over, unless you apply it, you won't get past step one because it's spiritual. The stuff that you need is spiritual food, and it only comes from the Holy Spirit. It doesn't come from intellectual prowess. It doesn't come from you binge learning. It comes from you meditating on the Word, understanding it, and applying it, and walking in it. Yeah, it's better to walk in something, a little bit of something, than walk in a whole lot of nothing. It's no good to have read the whole Bible and maybe understand it, but not apply any of the principles. So I'm here to teach you these principles. And I'm here to teach you how to walk in them and how to get traction. And that's why these five-step plan is at the front of my website, so that you can learn it, understand it, and walk in it as you listen to the podcasts. And you can be encouraged by what the Lord has done for Donna and I, because we did these simple steps over and over and over again. It's not a 35-step plan or a 40-step plan. This is just five simple steps. And if you just learn these and you implement them into your life, then you'll be blessed. You know, a five-step plan for living would be: eat good nutritious food, get exercise, have good sleep, brush your teeth, and make sure you're well hydrated. Maybe that would give you a good, healthy life. But I'm looking at giving you a spiritual life, which will overshadow your natural life and bless it. So if you have a good, healthy spiritual life, it will overshadow your natural life and it will bless your natural life. That's a revelation within itself. But if you listen to this five-step plan, I've just broke it down to five simple steps that you can use over and over again. And if you implement them daily, you write them down, and you just maybe put them on your fridge or on a wall where you see it all the time, and just remind yourself until they become a habit, then you'll be moving along in the things of God. You'll start to see the river of life flowing inside of you. But if you just go after learning after learning after learning, you'll never get to the knowledge of the truth. In the Old Testament, it talks about that. It says, line upon line, here a little, there a little. No, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto these people, saying, this is the rest, this is the refreshing, where I will cause the weary to rest. But for all that, they won't hear me. They'll go back to line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they'll stumble, fall back, and be caught and snared. So the learning of the kingdom of God has got nothing to do with academia. It's got nothing to do with natural learning. It's about spiritual revelation. That's what it's all about. Now, it's good to read your Bible. It's good to study the Bible. But, you know, you can study the Bible over and over again but not get anything from it because you're not getting a spiritual revelation of the words that you're reading. So I want to teach you these things. I want to teach you how to get nutritious spiritual food that comes down from heaven and isn't given to you by man. And if you'll just use these five steps over and over again, and live in them, you'll find that your life will start to be blessed. I'm going to give you 36 years of everything that I've learned in a condensed form so that you can get traction. I'm not going to give you filler. All of these podcasts are not designed to give you one point and listen to it for 45 minutes or 30 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever length it goes for, and you just get one point. No, it's packed, jam-packed with spiritual truths. And all you have to do is meditate on them. But if you just listen to one podcast after another, after another, after another, and never meditate on what they're talking about, you're just gulping your food and not getting any nutrition whatsoever. You're like my little dog. Just swallows it, doesn't even chew it, thinking that he's going to get another bit. Well, you know, if you don't chew what you have, what's the good of having anything? So we'll just leave it there and we'll get into this five-step plan.